So you've been doing this music in various configuration as the Billies for part of the time. And actually, I understand you were a founding member of the Oberlin College Big Bang Theory Performance Art Collective. What the hell was that?
The Oberlin College Big Bang Theory was my first official ensemble. It was a collective, and because we played garbage, we called ourselves the Garbage Collective. And we were a performance art troupe because a lot of us had come together in a mime troupe, a theater mime troupe, studying with a guy named Keith Berger, a wonderful actor and mime. And we took our theater background and our inspirations with music and the go-go craze that was happening at that time, and rap music was just starting to become ubiquitous. This is in the early 80s. And we made a band, and we had an aesthetic that if the power went out, there would be no compromise, meaning no microphones were required for what we did. There was no electrical instruments. And it was all found sounds and foraged homemade things, lots of garbage cans, lots of construction equipment, things that we scavenged from around the college campus. It all culminated in a beautiful, very spiritual full moon ritual that we did out in our arboretum with the entire band sort of facilitating, and about 200 kids from the campus, from the college, coming out to that. And we had publicized it as a full moon ritual because it was a full moon, but then it was cloudy and there was no moon visible that night, which was a little bit of a buzzkill. And we had built this big bonfire in the middle of the arboretum in a clearing there, a natural amphitheater. And as the fire died down, everybody sort of spontaneously put their hands up to the sky and stopped drumming. And we all started humming. And the clouds parted right where the moon was. And it came out like this giant eye. Everybody there had chills and looked at each other. And the drumming started up and the singing and the dancing. And you know, this was in the 1986, so this was a long time ago. People still come up to me and say, "That happened, right? They ask, "Yeah, absolutely." We are all eternally bound by that experience. So when you ask about the Big Bang Theory from Oberlin, that's what I think of. We were a performance art musical garbage collective, and my first genuinely powerful spiritual experience came there. You know, it's not my first generally powerful. It was my first palpable, visually confirmed by other people and with me, spiritual experience. Because I think my first spiritual experiences were at summer camp when we were sitting around the campfire all singing that great new song. You probably heard it back then. It was called Blown in the Wind. Remember when that was a new song? And we were sitting around strumming it on guitars and playing buckets. I mean, just think about it. This is 1973, so 10 years after it came out. And I'm sure 10 years from now, songs that are new now will still seem new. Like, think of any Justin Bieber song 10 years from now. I'm sure people will be singing it around the campfire and having spiritual experiences. Maybe not, but maybe.